Ron Carriger is the head coach at San Jose State University. A lot of yards, maybe too many turnovers. Big games at home this year, 16 starters back. I don't know much, Coach, but I would think San Jose State's got dark horse written all over them. As you study how turnovers turn around, things can change. You have enough starters. You have confidence in your quarterback. Your schedule's good to better. You've had some challenges off the field, which we'll talk about, because they're hot topics nationally, unfortunately. But it seems like you're circling the wagons, and maybe there's some urgency with what you want to get done. Is that a fair read on where you think you're at?
Most definitely. I feel like at the end of last season, it was tough sled in the last four or five, six game, you know, last five games. But I think with that challenging time comes also you look within, you gain some clarity on what your program needs, what your players need. And so I think with that came a nice a catapult into the off season, a focus, a desire, a hunger, a drive. And it carried into spring football practice. Recruiting was very good. I think we finished on a high note there. Spring football practice went real well. And I like where we're at. I like our across the board, our positioning. I think offensive line will be new and improved this year. Got a good group coming back there. Made some couple adjustments. Our skill position on both sides of the ball are good players. We can play with a lot of people, and I think that's where we're at. You know, we shored up some things in recruiting, and I'm excited where we are moving forward. And the core of the program, are the returners, the guys who've been in our culture, been in our program for some time now. They get it. They understand, and they've done what we've asked and put themselves in a position to get off to a good start here in fall camp next Monday.
Coach, we're visiting with Ron Carriger, the head coach at San Jose State. Let's keep it with recruiting for a second, because I know there were some guys that got their degrees, right? They were essentially completed their academic responsibilities. They hadn't played as much as maybe the previous coaching staff hoped or you had hoped. And you just said your recruiting was going pretty well. You needed some more kids. How tough or wasn't it to say, look, I need these scholars because we're moving forward and you've got your degree. How'd that play? How difficult was that or easy?
You referring to a situation, maybe a player, they still have more eligibility, but they're getting their degree.
Yeah,
that comes up. I think as a coach, I feel like I want our players to graduate, and that's the most important thing. And by no sense is anyone entitled to a fifth year when they've got their degree in hand. And if they're not in a position to, you know, football might not be at the forefront of their drive or desire and so forth. So I think it's a mutual thing. But a big part of me is you've got your degree, and, you know, that's what we helped you get.
Did you have just more qualified applicants and not enough positions, and you said, I got to change my scholarship's available? Did recruiting go better than you expected?
No, recruiting went real good. And are you I'm not familiar with the situation. Are you referring to a specific situation?
No, I don't think it was a specific situation. I'm just reading how that increasingly now with there's fifth years, there's guys graduating and transferring all over the place.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, it's you know, I feel like I will put it this way. Our APR is an all-time high, 9.75. That's a statement. That's what I like. We want our players to come and graduate and get their degree. And sometimes that's you know, if they're obviously in the mix or too deep or so forth, then great. They come back. If maybe they want to move on and they don't have to necessarily come back and play that fifth year if they have their degree in hand.
Looking at last year, and when you don't see somebody on your own schedule, you don't feel like you know them as well. It's been a couple of years since we've faced San Jose State. The number that kind of jumped out at me was number of points that you scored and lack of scoring in the red zone. Was that something that held the team back?
No, that's accurate. Yeah, that was a game changer right there, I think, in our 2014 season. We moved the ball up and down the field. We didn't punch cash in. And that two phrases that came: red zone offense, as the offense is out on the field, and then the kicking game really had some challenging moments as well. So those two things we addressed in the spring. I think you get what you emphasize. We focused in on it. We all know red zone offense is different than middle of the field. The defense can sit on routes more. You have to make that tight throw into a tight window. It's just compressed, the area. And I think we focused on that spring. We'll certainly focus on it this fall because that's the difference. It's a small margin, football, and those things can be the difference between winning and losing.
You mentioned Coach Al Borges coming back, who'd been a coordinator at Boise State back in the 94, mid-90s. He's been a lot of places. And the way he came to San Jose State was interesting to me in that Coach Harbaugh's staff getting put together at Michigan involves a guy.
Yeah.
Coach Borges is available. You want to make a change, and the guy ends up staying with you.
Yeah.
Describe this to you. This sounds, and it ends up working out.
Yeah.
And you gain a guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's recruiting.
I got the best of both worlds as a head coach. And, you know, I retained an outstanding assistant in Jimmy Doherty, and then I was able to bring Al Borges on board on staff to be a part of our coaching staff. Al and I go back at UCLA. We were together for 5 years, had a great run, had some really good teams. And he's always been a resource for me, a guy that I learned as a young coach, just former grad assistant when I was full-time at UCLA. And so I leaned on Al and got a lot from him. And over the years, we've been in touch and crossed paths, Kentucky, Indiana, Al, Kentucky, Auburn, when we played each other, he was there as well. And so got to know him. And when this opportunity came up, and my understanding was it was going to happen at Michigan with one of our staff members, I reached out. You know, you can't sit around in this profession and wait, because if you sit around, your top candidates are going to be gone. And so, you know, it just I reached out to Al and set him up to come in on a visit and so forth. And, you know, he came in and it hit off great, and it was a great interview, and brought in another coach, Dan Foligno, as well, who was at Michigan, is a Bay Area guy. And so brought those two guys in. It really was a good fit. And for whatever happened with, you know, the whole Michigan thing, it didn't. But
for Doherty,
for,
right?
Yeah, for Coach Jimmy Doherty, yeah. And
he was the OC.
Yeah, he was. And, hey, their loss, Michigan, because that meant Jimmy was going to stay. And so I was fired up to have him stay. I'd already started the process based on my understanding of the situation. And so, hey, welcome back. You know what? Let's make this thing work. And you know what? To have this happen, mm-hmm. you have to have a lack of egos that just get caught up in titles and responsibilities and duties. And everyone's been true professional about it, all on board. And I've gotten nothing but a great response. And you know what? I got two great coaches now, two coordinators instead of one. And so I really feel very, very fortunate, and our team will benefit as a result.
San Jose State head coach Ron Carriga joins us here on Sports Radio 93.1 FM, 1350 AM, The Ticket. Seems like such a long time until we play. A lot of things will happen because it's in the last week of the season on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
For San Jose State to have a shot at a bowl game this year, have a good season, contend in the West Division, what has to happen between now and then for that game to be big for you?
Well, I think we have to stay dialed into one game at a time, one week at a time. You know, we're all over the country. We're flying southeast. We're playing up in the Northwest at Oregon State. We're playing some good people, and back-to-back road trips, whatever. We have to stay tuned, dialed in, take care of business for that week, and not be distracted by maybe what's the next trip or where we're going. It's not about the who we play, where we play, what time we play. It's about how we play, and we've got to keep that the focus. And we can do that one week at a time. We'll line ourselves to be up in a good position.
Coach, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you the day after Thanksgiving.
All right, guys, thank you. I look forward to it.